it's always a battle and a challenge, but I feel, given our track record and what we've delivered and what we can deliver to, as a party for Donegal, I feel we have every chance of winning two seats. And I wish Pat the Pope, and congratulations to Pat the Pope, and thank you to all the other candidates, particularly Councillor Michael Nocton, who contested tonight, but also Senator Niall Blaney, Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, and Ben Harkin. Very, very strong selection of candidates. I'm grateful for those in North Innishowen, or in North Donegal, who facilitated me going unopposed on this occasion and stepped back in support of me. And I'm glad now that we have our ticket for the general election, and I look forward to going on the record of what we have worked really hard for to deliver across the county, and to put then our platform to the people of Donegal for the next occasion around. Fianna Fáil membership and Fianna Fáil representatives are always about trying to be in power, to be in a position to actually deliver change, to work hard, to roll up your sleeves and really get on with the hard work and not be hurlers in the ditch. And you always get that sense from the membership. We had a great turnout here tonight, a really vibrant party organisation. I'm keen and looking forward to the next election, and fully behind the campaign now to win two seats.
Did the demonstration outside of here today knock your confidence going forward into the election?
No, certainly not. Listen, we have a very strong track record in relation to our delivery on the defective concrete block scheme. Whenever I became a minister, we had a scheme in place which had many, many flaws and which was totally insufficient, with a maximum grant rate of €247,000, and one which was not serving the public. And I led out with our Fianna Fáil team here in Donegal to deliver the new defective concrete block scheme and to put in place a scheme that can alter every year in terms of being updated in terms of the costs as well. And listen, it was a significant piece of legislation, a very significant scheme, but we have seen massive momentum built up over the last year, with 200 houses under construction now and 44 houses finished. That's something we need to continue to see ramp up and grow and develop. And the key task ahead now in the short term is as well delivering on the increased 10% and making sure that applies to all who are in the scheme, something I've been working on over the summer months as well, and something I'm very confident we'll achieve the outcome of. I believe we have a strong track record to put to the public in relation to what we have delivered, and in terms of being the party actually that can best take this forward and actually deliver a scheme and make sure the scheme works for homeowners and sees more and more homeowners actually get their homes fixed. And that's one aspect of the significant work we've done over the last period of time, whether it's in relation to infrastructure, whether it's in relation to health services, the primary health care centres we've delivered, both from Dunfanaghy to Newton Cunningham, one due to open soon in Dunfanaghy, Donegal Town, the investment in community hospitals, the new community hospital currently under construction, right across from Letterkenny University Hospital, the investment we've put into other community hospitals across the county, the investment we're putting into schools, and indeed making sure as well that the route selection and all of the preparation and plans and design is finished for the 10T, Letterkenny Bunnygee Link, Letterkenny Manor Roundabout, Ballon Basin Order Bypass, and getting that approved at Cabinet for the government to follow through and fund it and to go and secure planning now. That's only a reflection of some of the work we're doing every day. And that's the reason we'll be asking for a mandate from public, to keep at that. Because if we get their mandate, we will seek to get into government so that we can work and we can deliver for Donegal.